just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. The same report from Robert Mueller, but different takeaways by Democrats and Republicans.
There was no collusion, and there certainly was no criminal conspiracy with any Russians.
White House counselor Kellyanne Conway saying the administration is accepting apologies, but the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee disagrees.
The report concluded there was substantial evidence, in quotes, that President Trump attempted to prevent an investigation into his campaign and his own conduct. Page 76, page 78, page 90, page 157, volume 2.
Representative Jerry Nadler demanding an unredacted copy of the Mueller report and formally requesting the special prosecutor appear before House lawmakers next month. And it's sentencing day for the California couple found guilty of starving a dozen of their kids who were shackled to beds and abused for years. It was uncovered last year when one of the couple's kids jumped out a window. This is Fox News.
An Easter egg depends on how long you want your kid to look. Now, if you want to make it easy, hide it behind the TV. But if you want to make it a challenge, hand them $200, a shovel, a backpack with water and freeze-dried berries, pepper spray, a map to Cairo, and tell them that in the deepest, darkest catacomb of the oldest of the 138 pyramids, they'll find the spirit of King Tutankhamun. Who will transport them to a spiritual realm where, if they answer the 5 questions of the Nubian demigods correctly, they will be rewarded with a peep. Any color they choose. Now, is it a lie? Of course. But what an Easter memory they'll have. Plus, you'll get the little turd out of your hair for a day. Or two. Or 100.
Everybody has a word or phrase that sums them up perfectly. Greg Budell, describe yourself.
I'm a peach.
Isn't that cute?
Jay Scott, how about you?
I'm a rolling stone. I'm a man.
Emily Hayes, what's your battle cry?
I am woman, hear me roar.
Bailey, the wonder dog. I guess you're just top dog of chicken. And Rich Thomas. I know you have some hard nights and long weekends keeping up with the weather. After some hard days of sky watching, what do you feel like?
The wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Now you know what I feel like? I feel like we should get ready and stand by for 3 men and a lady.
I believe that Rich Thomas is going to be home this morning with a well-earned morning off after being here for 9 hours last night watching the weather come through. 2+ inches at Digital Rain Gauge Boys House. Jay's here. Emily's on the way. Here's Rich with the forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, what a big change. Rather brisk forecast for the next couple of days. Windy, much cooler today, with a high temperature maybe up to about 60, but the winds gusting at 15 to 25 miles per hour and higher will make it seem cooler. Occasional showers from time to time today, and maybe a few leftover showers tonight. It'll turn colder tonight, low 45. Tomorrow, the sun returns, but still rather brisk, high 66, but gusty winds add a bite to the air. Chilly again Saturday night. Low temperature by Easter sunrise down to 45, but a nice recovery Easter Sunday with a high near 80 and lots of sun. from the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
It's all good.
Friday, Friday, Friday.
It's Good Friday.
Good Friday.
Good Friday.
Have a happy Easter.
Yes, we recommend that. And in fact, today is going to be kind of like working a holiday in a way because so many people take today off.
Well, if you're talking about phone calls, maybe, I don't know. But here in the office, I don't know.
We had to beg you Christmas off with this company, so, you know, Good Friday is hardly a... I'm kidding, of course.
Maybe Christmas Eve, but not Christmas.
I used to tease one of our former upper-level manglement types.
Hello, handsome!
So what, you got a thing with George Washington? We can't get President's Day off?
Everybody else is off.
Right, yeah.
So we go from January 1st to Memorial Day, whatever day that falls on, before we get it.
Usually a Monday.
I know. I mean, the date.
Right. And this date, it's the furthest, I think, in the month that it can be. I think. I'd have to look. I'm not sure.
It's the last Monday of the month.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Exactly. Which I think is like the 30th.
Well, that's actually, that's the date.
No. It's different. This week is, or this month, this year, God, it's on the 27th.
Oh.
So the month ends on a Friday, and Memorial Day is that Monday, so.
The month ends on a Friday.
May does.
May does. Yeah. So that means we won't get a paycheck till the following Monday. Be the third.
The first. Yeah. Although, you know, Rich and I, we get ours.
Yeah, privilege.
We get some. I know.
White privilege. That's what I call
white
that.
White privilege.
You get that, and I don't.
So what is the discrimination towards you?
I don't know.
What is it? What is, you call it? Your bohemian? Is
it, yeah, so
it's,
that's
it's
it.
Bohemian discrimination.
You know, I once dated a girl who was so dumb.
So every story of your book is going to say, I once dated a girl.
Oh.
That's every chapter.
Well, you know, the whole premise, the book I really want to write is called 20 Women to Die For. And each chapter would be named after the woman that was the prevailing influence. Obviously, chapter one would be mom.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know, like the horrifying moment when I was young enough, and I can remember her picking me up off the ground to hold me.
Mm-hmm.
And Stella Watt, our next door neighbor, was over. They were good, but they were coffee clatchers, all the time coffee clatchers. Well, I just started bouncing the palms of my hands off Stella's bosom.
Okay.
And my mother pulled me away in horror.
Right.
Bouncy, bouncy, bouncy. I liked that. It was, you know, the first of a few.
Anyway, and you dated this girl who was so... How dumb was she?
When she asked what my ethnic heritage was, I said Bohemian. And she said, you're lying. You're not dark enough to be Bohemian. She thought I was Bahamian.
Oh, Bahamian. That's what they call it? Bahamian?
People in the Bahamas.
Bahamas or Bahamian?
Bahamians, yes.
So then people who are Bohemian are from Bohemia?
Well, yeah. Czechoslovakia, primarily. I don't even know if that country exists with all the changes in the world map with the dissolution of the Soviet. Yeah, I mean, it was occupied by Germany for a while, then the Russians came in. Russians suck.
Speaking of maps...
Oh, the radar, the Living Fear Doppler radar, which I am qualified to read based on my status as digital rain gauge boy first class. The heaviest of rain, in fact, an hour ago, a little more than an hour ago.
It was still coming down, yeah.
It was still raining pretty heavily. Still see a flicker of lightning. As I got into the car, I heard the distant rumble of thunder. So it was that close an hour ago. But all the heavy stuff is well east of the metro area. Still going to go through Tuskegee and Auburn and those areas. So 85 is going to be wet if you're headed up to the northbound past the metro area.
Georgia's getting slammed right now.
Oh, If you had a flight today in Atlanta, you might be waiting a little bit. And then 231 is clear down to Troy, but putting the
Oi.
Troy south of there, there's still a lot of weather that has to cross 230. In fact, there's still tornado watches in Coffee County and Houston and all those ones.
Did you see, if you zoom out on that map, do you see how large, how much area that covers?
That's a big storm all the way up to the northeast. And yeah, it's over Atlanta right now.
Yeah.
So folks who do that, book a flight in Atlanta and drive from Montgomery to Hartsfield to travel, are probably going to get slowed down today.
But that's okay, because your flight's probably going to be delayed anyway.
Yeah, you can never assume that, though. I've had that happen where I thought, well, there's no way the flight's going to take off on time. Look at the weather. And then
I don't know how they could.
Final boarding for a flight.
What? Yeah, I don't know how they could at the moment with everything.
It just looks really ominous outside still.
Well, I think the thing that allows them, and having watched air disasters so many
You're
times.
You're so knowledgeable.
I am. There's a reason why planes can still come and go when the weather's this intense.
Of course.
Come on, minute. They could be miles off course.
That's impossible. They're on instruments.
Yep. Oh, it's funny.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. I heard you lamenting. I was running late because I left my phone behind and blah, blah, blah. But I heard you lamenting about Memorial Day, end of the month. Jay and Rich get paid before you do. Jay and Rich get paid before you and I do.
Ah, see?
I don't get mine until the proper day.
I think it's white privilege.
What? I missed that part.
You missed that part? Yeah. That was. Then we started talking about his heritage because it's bohemian discrimination.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because he's bohemian.
Because I talked about a girl. I told her, she said, what's your ethnic heritage? I said, bohemian. And she said, you're not bohemian. She said, you're not nearly dark-skinned enough.
And you don't get yours like Rich and I get ours, do you?
Yeah, yeah, I know.
What's your ethnicity?
My ethnicity?
Yeah.
I'm Irish and German.
Well, there you go. Irish-German
with a dash of Cherokee. 100% Lutheran.
Is this somebody calling for the winning word? Welcome to Friday. Good morning.
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 Good Morgan.
I was just wanting to let y'all know that the information about 231 South, there's two 18-wheelers, one in a ditch, almost Detroit, and another one down there by Highway 82, and then there's a car in the middle of, in the median.
So 231 still got some wrecks scattered along the way. Are they?
Yeah, but they're not bothering the roadway. They're just, I'm just saying there's some in the middle of the road, and they probably have a wrecker coming soon. So.
Yeah. All right, we appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, and have a happy Easter weekend. I had to call 911 this morning on the way in because one of those stupid orange barrels was sitting in the middle of the exit ramp to Eastern Boulevard on southbound 85. And I don't know if the 911 operator, it was the first day on the job or what. How many times do I have to explain to you? Southbound 85, Eastern Boulevard exit, barrels on the road, blocking traffic. And if somebody was, you know, passing in and out and came around a car, they'd have no way to miss those.
Disaster.
It would be very unfortunate because barrels are big, you know.
Big barrels.
He'd be over a barrel in a minute. This is funny. Let's get your local news at 6:18. We'll be right back.
Network, I'm Andrew James. The Department of Corrections conducted a major security sweep at home and prison near Atmore Thursday. 300 state and local officers were on scene for the sweep. Multiple weapons and cell phones were found in the prison. Montgomery firefighters battled a house fire late last night in the 600 block of Ponce de Leon Avenue. Fire officials tell us no one was home at the time and no injuries were reported. The cause of the fire is under investigation. And the mayors of Alabama's five largest cities are speaking out against some proposals in the legislature. The five mayors oppose a bill that will allow the installation of utility poles and wireless facilities within city-owned rights of way. They also oppose an ordinance that restricts or limits the use of single-use containers by retailers. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You know what today is?
No, what?
It's Good Friday.
What's so good about it?
It's Good Friday.
Good? What's good about it? When was the last time you went
to church?
Friday's good. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Thank God it's Friday!
Literally.
And that is why we call it Good Friday.
Showtime! This Talk 93.1 FM, WACV at 620. There are two words I really never want to hear again. Mueller report. Yesterday was...
I mean, that's a tall order.
You know, depends on whether you're on the president's side or you hate the president. Yesterday, Twitter, I was engaged in a war all day long with different people, and all it did was get my juices boiling up.
And yeah, step out of that. Anything. Step aside. You know, just let that happen and don't even pay attention to it.
Twitter is horrendous. It really is. Twitter is the worst for... And it's always people that use a made-up name and then say these god-awful things from behind their made-up name. Real courageous. So there was that. And then yesterday, the alerts. Now, we had about 2.2 inches of rain, you know, through the whole process. But the alerts, I would wake up when I'd hear them, and Rich's are good because he'll tell you. You don't have to go look at the phone. But the other ones that I, for some reason, cannot get my phone to not send, those you have to read. So, but we, overall, I don't know how was it at your houses. We did not have any high winds or any scary moments. It just rained real hard.
There's a lot of rain. When I walked out the door this morning, there was a lot of debris, but not necessarily...
If you'd set up your thing, you'd know exactly how much.
Not necessarily, like, big limbs or anything like that. Just a lot of leaves and a lot of, wet, like, straw-looking stuff. But,
I would say it's the same, about the same for twice a day. Millbrook, at least in my section, lots of... Loose debris from trees had fallen. Roads soggy.
We had the rain. We didn't have the high winds. But here is a wind damage report from Rich. Do I have permission to do this?
Cool.
No tornadoes reported, but a whole bunch of trees down and wind damage in multiple counties around the state. Two lines of storm. One dead in St. Clair County where a tree fell on a house. Closer to home, a whole bunch of trees down in Titus. Power out in many spots. Titus had a tornado on March 14th. Greenville is kind of a mess with lots of trees down, too. Then he sent me another update from 12:30 as that second line ramped up. A second tornado watch was issued.
Mm-hmm.
New warnings for surrounding South Alabama counties, left two, the rain gauge, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so fortunately, most of the damage was limited to tree debris, barrels on I-85 southbound,
yeah,
which I'm going to assume were immediately removed because I call.
Immediately.
Yeah. I slept through the first line. Well, fell asleep during the first line of storms, and then I woke up around midnight or 1 o'clock, I think, during the second line because I heard the thunder and the rain coming down again.
I was too juiced from news yesterday.
Juice from news.
Juice from news to arrive.
Juice Newton.
Angel of the morning. Are you playing that on one of our lullaby stations?
No, we're not playing that on Kiss. Can I get a little more volume?
We may play that on the Possum, honestly enough.
Juice Newton?
Angel in the morning. Yeah. We may.
You know, if we did play it on Kiss, it would probably be the Pretenders version, but I've never played it. It's not been in my set.
I get to do the timeline today.
Oh, how exciting for you.
And apparently for you, too.
Professor Thomas left me the script for the...
Do you think that you're up to it? I mean, do you...
You want to do it? You're always complaining that we don't give you enough to do on the show, so I can make you the guest teacher.
Oh, no. Teacher. How dare I take any spotlight from any man on this show? You okay?
That was funny. News talk.
It really was.
Hello, News Talk.
And I needed a laugh, thank you. I hope you didn't mind kolaches this morning.
I will tell you that when I was downstairs, I thought, oh, yay, because we haven't had kolaches in quite some time.
I did take a major step towards making an enormous batch of Sloppy Joe yesterday. We have the Cheap and Trashy coming up. Why is the son of the late drummer for Led Zeppelin apologizing to Jimmy Page? There's that. A couple of interesting things in there, actually. At 6:25 right now, Kawasaki has the Good Times Roll sales event going on at Adams Motorsports. And this is a great opportunity to take advantage of one of the great brand names and outdoor fun and get super low interest rates through the end of April. A process you can begin right now at AdamsMotorsports.com, where you can also browse the inventory, pre-owned options, and, of course, at Adams Motorsports, they sell Polaris for off-road fun. Products that are made right here in Alabama. All the manufacturers put their money up behind the product, so there are super low interest rates and low interest rates, and pretty much anybody with decent credit can get those rates because they're established by the manufacturer and not by a stuffy bank. That includes motorcycles from Kawasaki, Suzuki, the Kymco scooter, which is an amazing machine that gets over 100 mpg, and more. They've got a top-notch, one of the best-rated in the whole country, service department to look after your purchase, and all the accessories you might need are there in one big toy store, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. Again, AdamsMotorsports.com. See the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime today or tomorrow. Open all day from 9 to 6.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Timeline coming up.
Montgomery Skywatch easing into the 6 o'clock hour, and things look pretty good on the roadways. We don't see any real troubles for you. The roads are wet, so be really careful as you travel through town. We don't have any problems on the interstates there at a speed limit ride. There's nothing to mess up your ride on the boulevard. Let's be careful this morning as we head into work and school. Remember, we do have a report that power is out on Madison Avenue between Crampton Bowl and Ann Street, so be careful there. Prime Limited Leasing Space beside Walmart is currently available in Premier Place Shopping Center on Cobbs Ford Road. For further information, contact David McClinton at 270-9177. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, it's Fly Alpha Marguerite. Yes, we have Master Jeweler and Saft. Yes, we have graduate GIA gemologists. Yes, we're American Gem Society. Yes, we're partners with De Beers. We have all these things to give you the best possible service, best possible product of Marguerites. And the best thing of all, it doesn't cost anything more. Actually, it costs less. We're going to be lower priced than anyone else for a higher quality product put together the proper way at Marguerite's. At Marguerite's, we make it. Come see us. We're in the Pepper Tree Shops. We're open 7 days a week. Thank you very much.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Acceptance Insurance. Protection. Options. Peace of mind. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. from Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Right now, I could go for some sugar-coated baby chicks made of marshmallow. Right now, I asked the Easter Bunny, bring me some peeps, just be a decent fellow. I'm now remembering how he forgets to bring me peeps every single
metro area. Right now, it's the timeline for April 19th with your substitute and pretty much mediocre host, Greg Udo. 6:31. All right, let's go back 244 years on this date, 1775. The Revolutionary War began with the battles of Lexington and Concord. In what state, students?
Concord.
Lexington, man, what state did those battles occur in?
I don't know.
Connecticut.
I didn't
take a guess.
Florida.
There's only 13 possible states that could have happened.
Georgia.
Florida.
No. Miss Emily?
Isn't Lexington? There's a Virginia and a Kentucky. There's a Lexington.
Kentucky's a little far west for a Revolutionary War battle. This is the day it started. No.
Virginia.
The state we now know as Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Because it gives us such stalwarts like fake Indian Elizabeth Warren.
Never heard of Lexington, Massachusetts.
It's there.
Couple of Boston Marathon stories today. 122 years ago, 1897, the very first one was run. It is the oldest marathon in America. Of course, it depends on what kind of marathon. Your timing.
Oh.
68 years ago in 1951, Shigeki Tanaka.
I don't know where that's at.
Shigeki Tanaka, who was not a pitcher for the New York Yankees. Oh, am I pissed at them?
Okay, people.
I like how it brought him straight out of what he was doing.
Because they lost to a crap team again last night, but they have decided they will no longer play Kate Smith's version of God Bless America in the seventh inning, which they've been doing since 9/11, because 500 years ago, Kate Smith recorded a song with politically incorrect lyrics. So now we're punishing the dead because they lived at a time and did things that we don't approve today.
You want to repeat those songs she sang? Because I read about that.
Pickaninny was one. I mean, look, it was the time. Things have changed. What's she supposed to do? Say, you know what? I can't do this because in 2019, they'll criticize me for it. It's unbelievable. When does this end? We ask, together in harmony. 1979, first pick of the NBA draft. The Lakers choose Magic Johnson.
Wow.
Yeah. He just stepped down.
Yeah, he did. That's why I was thinking about that, because during the college playoff or the college tournament there, I saw a lot of him. And to think that this is the anniversary of him being picked is, man, that goes back
40 years ago.
Yeah.
That's kind of hard to believe. He's also a part of the Dodgers ownership group. Magic Johnson involved a two-sport guy. 37 years ago, 1982, NASA chose Sally Ride as the first woman astronaut, and also named Gian Buford Jr. as the first black astronaut for U.S. space missions. 33 years ago, 1986, Prince became the fifth songwriter to have two top 10 hits at the same time with his songs Kiss and the Bangles classic Magic Monday.
Manic Monday.
The Bangles classic Manic Monday.
Magic Monday. Well, you know, Magic Johnson.
I didn't get a lot of sleep last
Magic
night.
Johnson, Manic Monday. I don't see why you could miss that. But yeah.
Here's our song of the day, and I have to read from...
The text?
From Professor Thomas's
Turn
notes.
The page, thumb in your hymnals.
Now our song of the day that we've never done before, mainly because of its very short intro.
It's also a very short song.
But it's just too good to ignore anymore. The year is 1967. This is a so-called blue-eyed soul band out of Memphis called the Box Tops. And young Alex Chilton was still 16 when he did the lead on this classic. He was a star. Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone. I'm a-going home to see my baby. She wrote me a letter.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train.
That post nicely.
I don't care how much money I gotta spare. Got to get back to my baby. Lonely days ago, I'm a going home. My baby just took me a little.
Rich, how about a grade on that?
Beautiful.
It's like he's right there.
It is, isn't it? All right, moving back to the timeline.
Okay.
Sonny Bono was sworn in as mayor of Palm Springs, California, this date, 1988. 26 years ago, David Koresh and possibly 86 of his followers, including 17 kids, died in a raging fire at the Branch Davidian headquarters in Waco, Texas, after the FBI tried to drive them out with tear-type gas. Mm. The FBI deemed it a mass suicide. A truck bomb destroyed the Alfred P. Murrah Building in Oklahoma City on this date. I was a newsman that day. And that story broke towards the end of our morning show. Our afternoon guy, old dude named Jack Cole, flew out to Oklahoma City, so we spoke with him for several days in the morning as he described it. And there again, as surreal as the terrorist damage was on 9/11, that too, when you look at the size of that building and how the whole front of it was just blown off and collapsed. 22 years ago, 97, Andre Agassi destroyed his tennis career by getting married to Brooke Shields. Uh-huh. 22 years ago, Mike Tyson married his second wife, Dr. Monica Turner. They had two kids together, but she came to her senses and filed for divorce in 2003. Robin Givens was his first wife. We had a lot of fun with her in the 80s. 7 years ago, this day, 2012, Levon Helm of the band died at age 71. After a battle with throat cancer, he was in Coal Miner's Daughter, the movie, and sang Blue Moon of Kentucky, where the Revolutionary War had two major battles on this date in 1776. He also narrated the end of The Right Stuff. Celebrity birthdays today at 6:38. I suppose we should listen for our cue. Maria Sharapova. Russian tennis star.
Russian.
One of the colluders with Donald Trump. 32. Hayden Christensen is 38. She's going to be featured in our Star is Born.
That's a guy.
He's going to be featured in our Star. I don't know who the hell these people are. I don't go see this crap.
He was in a Star War.
He was in a Star
Which
War.
Is why I don't know whether Hayden's a boy or a girl.
He played Darth Vader before he was Darth.
James Franco is 41. Overrated.
Oh, James Franco.
Jesse James is 50. That's the Monster Garage guy. Ashley.
Oh, yeah, the Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, that's the one that screwed up his marriage to Sandra Bullock.
Ashley's Judd is 51. let's see. Suge Knight is 54. He is...
No. Suge.
He's...
I was fine with it.
Well, Suge Suge.
Suge Knight!
I like Suge now.
Is serving a 28-year prison sentence for running two guys over with his truck.
So maybe we call him by his name, which is Suge.
I like the other way better.
Suge is what they call him in jail. when they stopped by to visit him at his cell. Elliot Ness, if had he just lived, would have been 116 years old today.
Had he just lived. Had he just done this one simple thing.
2 days until Easter, of course, and 23 days until Mother's Day. And that is your timeline.
With your host, Greg Buto.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Lots of new surveys.
Fireworks!
Victory!
There it is. Not victory.
Please,
not...
please, somebody call in this afternoon for the word and say victory. So, damn it.
Victory is the word.
It was...
sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon.
I got you.
I will ask you to be the ninth caller at 272-9228. And if you are, you'll win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Victory.
Damn it.
That's your winning word of the day.
Distraction.
We have time to get the forecast or traffic in here?
Yeah.
No.
Forecast, probably.
Maybe the forecast.
Is there a lot of sponsors attached to it?
Go to the forecast.
We can't.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
We don't even know if they're going to come to us now.
Boy, what a big change. Rather brisk forecast for the next couple of days. Windy, much cooler today with a high temperature maybe up to about 60, but the winds gusting at 15 to 25 miles per hour and higher will make it seem cooler. Occasional showers from time to time today and maybe a few leftover showers tonight. It'll turn colder tonight, low 45. Tomorrow, the sun returns, but still rather brisk, high 66, but gusty winds add a bite to the air. Chilly again Saturday night. Low temperature by Easter sunrise down to 45. But a nice recovery Easter Sunday with a high near 80 and lots of sun. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com.
It's showtime. We hope.
We think.
I'm working on it. Thank the Lord.
Oh. So we're not going to TV.
The shot is unstable?
The shot is not stable.
Well, why would that be?
I don't know. It's not flickering on that little box down there, is it? It's not like the screen down there isn't flickering, is it?
The encoder button is, which has something to do with this. Nothing else is. In fact, I'm looking at Emily. It looks fine to me on the screen down here.
I can see Jay.
Yeah.
It's not blinking for me.
Well, apparently it is over there on their end, so.
Well, fine. We didn't want to do TV anyway.
Yeah, I hate television. No, actually, I'm of course kidding. But last night, just by accident, because I had our partners at 8 on, just in case Rich was going to be jumping on from the Weather Center with, you know, a tornado bulletin. So I found myself watching it. I have not watched a network sitcom, God, I don't know how long it's been, many years, because none of them have any appeal. And, of course, the writing of these shows has been watered down because of political correctness, and they don't want to offend anybody, and yada, yada, yada. It's crap.
Crap.
So I watched, I put a little post on Facebook.
Uh-huh,
may I go
I
to it.
It
now?
You're mad. You think the writing's crap. Television's not good. Back to Mayberry you go.
Who do you think you're talking to? There you go. Look what I put on there for you today. That beautiful cat. I am taking that off my timeline.
Well.
The cute little dog and the...
That was great.
Yeah, that was...
Because that's, trust me, that's... As a boy...
Let me read this to everyone at home.
My idea of an adult was that I could get into a ball pit anytime I wanted
to. It scares me to death to try a ball pit now because I feel like I'll never be able to crawl out. Listen,
it's pretty much a germ-infested nastiness.
Here's Greg's post from last night, 10 hours ago.
from grumpyoldmen.com.
Ho, 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 ho.
Sitcoms. Saw some direct called Life in Pieces, followed by Mom, which features Alice and Janney being very not funny, lousy writing, piss poor casting. Back to Andy.
Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you said A&D.
And you'll note that for the most part, except for our former coworker Jody,
and I'll agree with Jody a little bit because I did watch Mom way back when I actually did watch television.
Well, Kathy Cartier says Mom was okay in its first season, but now it sucks. Turned off the tube about a year ago, says Brian. Life is so much better. Darlin says more liberal bull squirt shoved down our throats. Andy Griffith Rule says, buddy, the only other person I ever heard use the word dreck was Nelson. Ah! Neil Rogers, that's who he's talking about. That word's been around. That's a South Florida word. What do you expect from a Chuck Lorre show, says Preston Lane. And T-Spear says, modern, quote, comedy is anything but comedy, just plain awful. It was. The people are not likable. Allison Janney looks awful.
Well, HG's
she's a
not
good
kind
actress.
To everybody, you know.
She's not funny though. She just was like this person that never stopped complaining.
Really?
Yeah. Don't take that personally.
I wasn't thinking of myself.
lousy writing, crappy casting.
I read that last night and I was like, well, hell. Man can't be happy about anything.
I can. There's the case.
There's the other one. Pardon my French, but the Yankees are...
I used the street term.
Rectum.
Yeah.
Because they dumped Kate Smith, God Bless America, and...
God, you said woke. I love your attempts.
My what?
Wasn't that a good attempt? I mean, that was a good...
That was a good attempt.
Yeah, I mean, it worked.
I said, now we punish the dead because they weren't 2019 woke decades ago. This is stupid.
You're so hip, Greg.
23 Skidoo.
Right, yeah. It's not just not the cat's pajamas, I can tell you that. No.
Mm. And you, my friend, are really boss for the way you...
Thanks.
Do random facts, which is coming up next hour.
Oh, yeah.
The thing that you get to do.
$10 for the pop quiz.
You get cheap and trashy.
I don't want money. Crumbs off the table.
Those aren't crumbs.
Those are crumbs.
Look, you know how random, he used to do random facts. He used to do 5 random facts, and then, Susan used to do 5 random facts.
She wasn't very good at it either.
And I would find these things on the internet, these other little bits, and I was like, oh, hey, I got these other little facts here. You guys would be impressed by these, and it started out with me just doing, like, 1 or 2. And then it eventually became my little thing.
It was never something where somebody handed it to you and said, hey, you do this. You just admitted it on the air.
Right, but you take
it... You were supplemental to the program.
You take it and
I've
make
never
it your
been,
own.
I've never been supplemental to the program? I'm not supplemental to... these are not my things. I don't ever have anything of value to add, ever.
Well, that's just normal life, but...
Shut up.
You walked into that one.
She hit you.
She did, I know. It was deserved, but also worth it for what I said.
Well, with all the time we don't have left, we will get to the cheap and trashy here.
Won't we, though?
You want to practice? You want to start today, or you want to wait till Monday?
Do some cheap and trashy, Emily. Make it your own.
You want to co-host it? I can give you a couple of these.
This is a freaking Disney movie.
Otherwise, all you're going to do is you're going to get sooge.
Give me the papers that aren't organized so I can try to make sense of your madness.
You're going to get sooge, and you're going to get a Lady Hayden Christensen.
All right, she's going to do it. I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to make faces and complain.
Yeah.
That's not what I do.
Yes, it is. 6:49.
Montgomery Skywatch, taking a look around the river region. We have an accident already this morning. It is on I-85 northbound. It's in the left lane right at the Taylor Road exit, so be careful as you're passing through that area headed north on 85. The rest of 85 and 65 are both rolling along just fine. On the boulevard is stop and go at the traffic lights. No major problems for you. And if you're coming in on the 31s, we don't see any issues at all. Remember, the streets are wet this morning. Let's be careful. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blank, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Easter bunny. Easter eggs. Easter is a Sunday. Easter's here, hooray. Marshmallow pea. Smelled chocolate. Jelly bean. My basket. Easter bunny. Easter eggs. Easter is a Sunday. Easter's here. Hooray!
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey, River Region, with WOW Super Fast Internet starting at just $39.99 a month when paired with their most popular TV package.
So I can catch up on last season before next season comes out? Wow. Watch my favorite sports and catch up with my friends? Wow. And when there's a break in action, I can stream my favorite songs on repeat? Wow.
Get choice, get value, and stay connected. Now that's WOW. Call 1-866-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change, restrictions apply.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And now, here with everything that's cheap and trashy in show business is Sooj Hayes.
Sooj.
I'm going to do this in the style of Greg Budell. Are you okay with that?
He's not sure yet.
Yeah, give me a minute to make a final decision.
He'll have to see how this turns out.
Jason Bonham is sorry for saying...
Not talking about, Jason Bonham.
Not talking about that.
Saying that the Jimmy.
No, we're not talking about that. Just scrap.
You're listening to WMSNBC Radio. There's not that 3.1 FM.
Yes or no?
What?
Jason Momoa has shaved his beard. Big deal, so did my husband. Oh, here's one. Here's one that gets us, Greg.
I'm running the board for a mad woman.
Greg, did you know that years ago, Oprah and Gayle King, your two favorite people, right there with Amy Schumer, actually discussed what would happen if Oprah ever caught Gayle in cahoots, if you get my drift, with Oprah's boyfriend, Stedman?
First of all, I don't believe that Oprah and Stedman were ever in cahoots with each other.
You think it's a smoke screen? You think he's a patsy? You think he's a beard?
He's a stunt husband.
A beard.
Well, there's that. Greg, you printed out some things that don't work for radio.
Like what?
Like sexy pictures of famous people. I can't do that. One of Lori Loughlin's daughters might face charges.
Yes.
Her daughter Isabella reportedly received a letter from federal prosecutors saying they know she participated in the scam that got her into USC. Mm-hmm. It's not clear if they plan to charge her. I think they should. Or if they're just trying to scare her parents into settling because of the actions of her parents. There's a part of me that thinks that it should trickle down to the kids if they were involved in it. And is Isabella the one that went on social media and said that she wasn't real jazzed about it? No, that was her sister Olivia, the YouTube blogger. This is what it's like to be ignored.
I don't understand the words you just said.
There's some new movies coming out in theaters.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Breakthrough.
Don't know what that is.
Old girl from This Is Us, and then old boy from Sweet Home Alabama play the parents of kids. Kid gets trapped under ice.
Dies, and then the mom says...
He's pronounced clinically dead at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
She prays hard.
And he comes back to life.
And they find a pulse about 45 minutes later. Not quite the story of Lazarus. There's...
You gotta get this moving here, Toots.
Lazarus almost got me.
Lazarus.
Toots did it.
Disney has a new nature movie, Penguins.
God, all over the phone.
Ew.
It's just water. Well, I mean, you know.
Does mixed. Captain Marvel hate Thor in real life?
Because he shaved his beard.
I don't care. Why is this important?
None of it is. That's why it's called the cheap and trash.
You gave me the thing that's not important.
I scan through that as I do it. I gave you the pile. You have to always be ready to punt, adjust for time and so forth, which we are running out of.
Oh, good. I mean... Oh, my God. The new trailer for Child's Play is out. Mark Hamill is the voice of Chucky.
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly why they went that way and didn't get... I can't remember his name now, but he plays in Deadwood. I loved him.
Hey, Tina Fey is glad she's not on SNL, Greg's favorite show, anymore due to the current political climate.
Good for her.
Yeah.
They've forgotten how to be funny with politics.
Clint Eastwood is directing a new movie about Richard Jewell, the security guard who was
accused. That's interesting.
And cleared of the 1996 Atlanta Olympics bombing.
Which is where the wacky, wavy, playable...
The media ruined his life. Mm-hmm. The media ruined his life, and he died at a very young age, and I'm sure it was connected.
It was horrible.
I'm sure it was.
God, it's a tragic story, actually.
Are we ahead on music? Like...
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm saying, are we, being one of the other stations that I contribute my talents to... Being Gump. There's a new video for Billie Eilish.
Didn't know that.
Billie who?
Billie Eilish. Oh, here's
this guy.
I've got all his cassettes.
Do you think it's a guy? Did you say I think you have all his cassettes? Is that what you said? Oh, bless you.
Well, how would he know?
You peep ball.
people.
But how would he know?
Because Rich knows.
But how would he know? This is Greg, not Rich. Greg does not do music radio anymore.
No. I mean, yeah. I played Air Supply for 40 years. What do you want from me? A human being can only take much.
Was she Grammy nominated? Okay.
That record didn't come out until the 29th.
Right, so yeah. Well, I know they pick you to talk about the Grammys and stuff, but she was not nominated, so you wouldn't know.
So, if you were ever with your buddy Tim Lennox again, and y'all are talking about alternative rock, and they call you in as an expert, I'm going to...